They're all using
your point,
phones? That's what they're trying to use
phone,
now?
She trying to use the cell phone now to probably do a Zoom class.
Right.
And oh,
and they're using cellular data for this?
She's trying to use the internet, but it
the
really
broadband
work.
Connection that you have. Okay, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But so she's using the Wi-Fi from it. All
right. Right, she's using the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And one of the things that once slipped my mind, but the whole internet process altogether. Sometimes the internet drop out.
Yeah.
And
yeah, some people have unreliable service. Yeah. And
it's
depending on where you are.
I honestly believe that if last year I heard the Prime Minister say during the campaign down in St. George that all of the children that wanted to challenge the CXC, the government would have paid for. I respect that, but I would like to see now that the children come out and start saying, well, right now, let me try to see if we can get this CXC date pushed back to accommodate the children. They get on. You get how sometimes CXC get on and some of these people get on? They act as if they ever touch the CXC date, or if you can't get this, or if you can't get that, you're going to produce a dummy. These children know what they're doing. Oh, now it come back again. You tell me, and then they're going to run. They're going to tell you this one.
Mm-hmm.
A teacher is very important in a child life.
Mm-hmm.
I peep into my child computer the other day when they had a live class going on. And you know what, Mr. Johnson, not one single student was showing the face. You know, all the children blocked the
black.
No, yeah. You know, teachers do a lot for children when they can see the children's face.
Correct.
And when the children got a little problem, the teacher could call the child one side and try to discuss what's going on.
This is what I said in the previous call. I agree with you, sir.
Yeah. So,
I understand. Speaking to the previous caller, that's one of the questions I asked him about the challenges you would face with homeschooling and video blocked. And sometimes the video is blocked because the video places an additional strain on the bandwidth you're using and causes interruptions. And sometimes even when we do Zoom here, it's easier to tell the person, block your video, and it will improve the quality of your audio. And we've seen that happen. So there are challenges like that. Fluctuating voltage, wrong type of computers. There are several challenges associated with this. And you're correct. One-on-one, when you can see someone looking a little frustrated, looking a little distracted, if you're there, you can pull them back in line. You can try and give them the assistance they need. From a distance, I think you're going to have a bit of a challenge doing that if you're monitoring more than one. The other thing is, I haven't spoken to a teacher on this, but I don't know if they have split screens where they could look at five different people at the same time, how many times the screen could split. Because again, when we do brass tacks from here, especially Sunday brass tacks, when I got seven people, all of them on Zoom, there are just so many videos that come up at one point. So I know there are challenges. I can't figure out how you look at 20 people or even 10 people in a Zoom meeting in a class. I'm looking at the size of my screen and wondering if I were looking at a laptop, if I'd even be able to handle it.
Imagine doing it on a phone.
Well, I wouldn't even try to imagine that. So I don't like looking at phones at all.
We underestimate the power of the teacher.
I think we do.
A teacher is a very powerful person in society.
Agreed.
And if we as Barbadians don't understand that we need to cherish these teachers with these children that we have, that we can't even stand one in the house, that we've got to send 30 of them to sit in a class with one teacher, and they don't know how this is going to. But the point is, these teachers love these children.
They do.
And they get to. So we got to accommodate these teachers. When these teachers call for things, give the teachers what
follow
they ask
them
for.
So I have to tell you that a lot of them, even though they have children of their own, and perhaps because they have children of their own, actually feel thus that these are also my children. And they take them. Their success is their success. Their failure is their failure. Their disappointments, their own. They take an interest in them. The challenge going forward, however, sir, will be managing what you're trying to do to ensure that your children don't lose interest in their future, that they understand the reality of today. But that will not stop them, I hope, from planning for a better tomorrow and keeping their minds focused on where they would like to go while still dealing with the realities of today. Because the most important thing, I think, and this is just again me, yes, it's my show, parents need to do is to not stop their children from dreaming. Don't let our disappointments be there, I don't know, weight to bear. Let's keep them dreaming and let's give them all the support we can. And sir, pray that your efforts bear fruit and that your children make you very proud for the sacrifices that you're making on their behalf. Thank you for sharing with us. 434-1790-266-4862 is our WhatsApp number. Or you can send an email to brasstacks@starcomnetwork.net. Michelle Braffitt is our technical operator producer. I'm Dennis Johnson, your host. We go until 2 o'clock. The WhatsApps have been flying. Most of it about the issue concerning service providers, internet connections, broadband, data, etc. Folks, let me say this, and hopefully I'll cover all the bases quickly without antagonizing too many people. We have a situation in Barbados where we have something called the Fair Trading Commission. There are people who believe that the Fair Trading Commission was set up to help them with any problem they had with a service provider. Well, they found out that that's not necessarily the case. Because in the case of cellular service, the FTC says it's not their remit to handle some of the issues. They also say that they cannot be the arbiter and the prosecutor at the same time. So if you have an issue, send it to them in a letter. When you send it to them in a letter, the response on one occasion was, we do not handle this matter. Now, there are apps that you can download that can tell you what G's you're getting, what's the speed at which your internet is working. If you don't know how to do it yourself, you can ask IT specialists, and there are several of them, and some young ones who have not yet received their accreditation, who are pretty good at it, and they can help you with it. Sometimes your children can show you things that would make your eyes bulge if you ask them as opposed to tell them what to do, because they know how to work the computers better than you can. The other thing problem we have is that we buy brand name or from brand name stores and expect it to perform the same way Auntie May in New York tell us, or when we were up there what we saw. This is Barbados. And we have peculiar things about Barbados. For example, we have a strange electricity system where our voltage and our amps and differ, okay? So there are certain fridges that are 120 volts and, you know, 60 cycles. There's some that 50 cycles, and depending on which it is, it will not perform the same because we have a peculiar configuration of voltage plus the other part of it. Okay? So, again, certain people, because they don't know, ask me to buy an adapter. Well, it can change the voltage. It will not change the cycles. So you'd find that your clock losing time, or the microwave burning more current, or the fridge doing strange things because the cycle is wrong. Or the cycles differ, let me put it that way, because it may not be wrong. It may work perfectly someplace where it's made for. There are certain brands that are made for Barbados. The voltage is right, the cycles are right, but they ain't got a brand name, so people don't buy them. When we have problems with things like computers, where even with our motor cars, look in the newspaper, X cars recalled, 5 million units recalled, some of them imported into Barbados as previously owned vehicles or secondhand vehicles. The agency, you ain't buy it from me, I ain't got nothing to do with me. The ones that come to Barbados are always perfect. We are a blessed country. Nothing ever goes wrong with the cars imported into Barbados. So we have a problem with service providers, what they provide, and how do we get the best for what we pay for. Our problem is we keep saying government must do something, somebody must do something, but the agencies set up to do it don't. Or we say people from Flo need to come and say, or people from Digicel need to come and say. And when I don't follow that line, I get quarreled with and told I am obstructing. They don't come to say because they don't have to come to say. They're not threatened by what we're complaining about. You still pay them, you still go to them, so they're comfortable. More people are saying yea than are saying nay. Until we get to the stage where we understand consumer protection and consumer power and can get our agencies set up to protect consumer rights to do so, until we start reading what guarantees, warranties say, how they're enforced, and when we pay for extra warranties and guarantees, what we're paying for, when we start learning to look at specs and asking people who can guide us, that we trust, to guide us on how we buy things, we will continue to face some of the challenges we face at that level. And then we could start trickling down to fix the others that result from incorrect use, incorrect storage, inconsistent this, not specific that, and some of the other things that we've come up with. That's my 2 cents plus VAT. Brass Tacks, good afternoon, and thank you for staying with us. Hello. Okay, I know you usually take a break for the news and put the phone down to come back to it. Let's see where we can go from there. Brass Tacks, good afternoon. Let's go down the line. Hello. 2, 3, 4. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Hello, Mr. J.
Hey, how are you, my friend?
I listen to you coming down the line. It's only going to hit me soon.
Sooner or later, it gets to your buzz. Yes, sir.
Listen, I can't stay with you long because I have to go back to my online class.
Okay.
And that is a fact.
That's no problem. I hope you're paying attention to your teacher.
my teacher I like.
Okay.
But here, I am not an educator, as you probably are aware,
mm-hmm.
but listening to today's contributions,
mm-hmm.
I had to call him because I was sitting back here saying it is a pity where we are today and what COVID caused. And we are now approaching online learning. Mr. J, some 25, nearly 30 years, maybe more. I can't, the old brain going now, you know, maybe more than that ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I, forgive me, but the current Prime Minister and her current Permanent Secretary, the Prime Minister was the Minister of Education at the time.
Correct.
The Permanent Secretary was not a Permanent Secretary then, but those two ladies were a driving force back then. I thought about 25, 30 years ago, you know, right, in pushing for virtual classrooms and online learning. I know that for a fact, Mr. J, because I was the one that wrote the paper to Cabinet, or through to the Ministry through Cabinet, right? And we did a proof of concept. Huh?
You're a heavyweight, man. I didn't know that.
No, man, believe it or not, I'm a lightweight.
A lightweight with a lot of punch. Okay, go ahead.
No. It's not a lot of punch. It is what, it is, the interesting thing is, it is what you know at the time.
Okay.
That's all. But the current Prime Minister and her now Permanent Secretary, they don't need me to defend them or big them up. But I'm certain that what is going on now is going to continue and is going to get perfected because they were at the forefront, particularly the now Prime Minister, of driving what we are going through right now. And as I said, a proof of concept was done at Combermere. Right? Way back then when technology was nothing, not like what we have now. It is a pity that the Prime Minister was moved from the Ministry of Education and her now Permanent Secretary and went to the Attorney General's office. I'm not blaming anybody that came after, honestly, seriously, really. But it's quietly died a slow death. If that lady had remained Minister of Education for a while longer, what we're going through now would be old hat. All that, this here would not be happening at all. We'd be laughing at people saying, this is what y'all looking at now. Mr. J, and I can't remember the year again either, when my daughter went to school at Carleton University.
Mm-hmm.
I was privileged to be walked about their entire network to see how their online system worked and their online classes worked. And that's why I was able to write the paper. But let's take it further. The caller before, we were talking about bandwidth and having to buy internet and what have you. We negotiated a deal with the Venn cable and wireless, not Flow, where the schools would have had their own network. The price was set. So there would not have been an issue about if Flow letting you buy bandwidth or not. The schools would have, we would have had a schools network.
Set up so exclusively for schools? Set up exclusively for our secondary schools at the time?
Exclusively for the schools. It was a part of the inverted commas, what was then called EduTech.
EduTech.
That people bashed because they said, well, technology. Mm-hmm. It was a lot more than just the technology, but this element of it was technology. Mr. Jay, telling you, what we would have done, I shouldn't say we.
You say you were the architect. I'm responsible.
No, I'm telling you that the two ladies that sit and head the Ministry of Finance right now were driving forces behind that. And it's a pity that, you can't tell a sitting prime minister what to do with his ministers. There was a cabinet reshuffle.
But let me ask you this. Let me ask you this as an aside, right? Based on what you've said. In a country as small as Barbados, I know we hear about political parties, when different parties assume office, they pretend that they have to change everything that went before. But I mean, within the political organization itself, one cannot see that this is a viable proposition and whoever takes over follows on from it. You mean we've reached the stage where even inter-party or intra-party, I know you call it, jealousies and petty. So I was right this morning when I talk about people stamping on people's corns and elbowing to get ahead to genuflect and bow to the monarch, although people didn't know I was talking about or pretending they didn't know I was talking about. So look, it is unfortunate that we keep recreating these situations over and over, identifying them as being a problem and then doing nothing to fix it.
Yeah.
Whether it's the government industrial school, whether it's the Her Majesty's prisons, whether it's in Dodds or Glendary, whether it's the licensing authority, whether it's the bra that ill-fitting or made for the wrong size, I can't use that word on radio, Michelle, they're cutting you off. Although it's a well-known Bajan word that begins with B. back pocket book? Anyway, right.
Pocket book.
So look, I getting old like you, but I can't forget certain things. We are paying an unnecessary price that is a long-lasting price. 20 years from now, we'll be looking at the consequences of the actions we take today, wringing our hands on whatever is the new name for Down to Brass Tacks. I want to start a program called I Hear You. The reason why I want to call it I Hear You is because I can't say it like a Bajan. But if I get a Bajan to say it, it could either mean I listen to you or it could mean carry yourself and get along. Okay? I can't say it in the right way. But I plan to start a program called I Hear You.
I Hear You.
All right. And what you hear is what you choose to hear. Okay? It's not what you say, right? Good. You said it the right way. So if I could afford you, I might be able to buy you. But my point is this, right? If we knew that one of the solutions could be reactivating and starting a school's Wi-Fi, if you want to call it that. If you want to give our students a special password that wherever they are in Barbados, it is possible to sign on and get that Wi-Fi, whether their mother and father could afford it or not, whether they're sitting outside under a coconut tree or not, they could access it that way. What is stopping us from doing it? Flow, Lime, Cable and Wireless, because they changed the name.
We're allowing
companies to get away with nonsense, sir. I have made this complaint more than once on this program. The lady who called yesterday, Marsha Hines, could back me up on this because she took it up as well. Perhaps we're just the patron saint of lost causes and we take a lot of licks, right? But when the company was called Lime and they introduced the new telephone system where they were using not the old copper network, the new ones, right? They gave people UPS as part of the package. They didn't ask if you want one. They gave it to you for your landline. When they changed the flow, they stopped it. Mm-hmm. And tell you, get a UPS. And I asked why. I was told, well, Lime used to do it, but we're not doing it. Went all the way up to the country manager of Flow, who said, well, the old UPS, we weren't sure which ones were working, which ones weren't working. We didn't want to give people the wrong one. We introducing some new ones. We could send you one to test, you know. Ain't get it yet, but that was supposed to get me to shut up. But people called and were questioning, why am I making this fuss? And, you know, it didn't affect me. There were people calling and complaining. You know, these proverbial old, poor black ladies we like to talk about, the grandmothers in the home, who every time the light go out, Kadir, she can't call nobody to help her because the landline ain't working. And she ain't know how to use the cell phone and can't see it in the dark and the number's too small. That's what I'm talking for. Nobody backed me up except Marsha, who is another patron saint of lost causes who does get licks. So the problem we have in this country is not we don't identify problems. It's that when we identify the problem, we shoot the messenger.
Yes, I agree.
So the problem can mysteriously go away because the messenger dead or retired. That's all right. That's okay. Call the Prime Minister again. You got your number? Call the Prime Minister. You have a number? Call her and ask her. Tell her Dennis ask. If please. Perhaps, maybe, you know, in the midst of all that going on with the estimates and thing. Because can't we fix it? Is my short question before you go back to your class for the network.
Yeah, the point is, yes, we can fix it. And thank you, Marsha. I like Marsha a lot.
Oh, you
Marsha
do?
Marsha doesn't leave things on any table at all. She would bang the table with it. She would bang the table
special
with it.
Breed of lady, boy. A very special breed of lady.
But I only call in because, Mr. J, it is a pity that we are back here
right at the square
having problems. Now, but you asked one thing, Donna. Just let me throw one thing up before I go. Mm-hmm. Isn't that this into fighting in a party or anything? At least I don't think, because I am not all that party oriented. I like government, but not party too much.
Me too.
The thing is, though, the thing that happens a lot is that vision is important. When you have people within a government with a vision, and they push that vision to the up the hierarchy. Mm-hmm. Right? And people come and take over from them. I said I'm not blaming, but this is a fact that they don't have similar vision.
Yeah.
Things drop and fall and die.
Yeah.
You know, and in this case, that's what happened. But so, it won't happen. I am sure. I'm absolutely certain that the concept of online learning and online learning platforms will continue from now on again,
mm-hmm.
for however long they can. That is
okay, sir. We will continue to go around and around and around and around and then get giddy and fall down.
Where we start, the music will stop and somebody will be left without a chair.
Without a chair. Lost their seat. Okay. So return to your seat and be educated. I enjoy our exchange, sir.
Take care.
Thanks for the heat and the pepper.